Now, Mishnah Vov. And to start underneath the Ezra Yisrael, there are also some rooms there. Upsuchas liyezus noshim, that they would open up into the Ezra Noshim. In other words, you're going up now 15 steps, so the Ezra Yisrael is much elevated more than the Ezra Noshim. It's like in that elevation, there were some rooms there that opened up into the Ezra Noshim. Sheshom halaviyim leisnim kinoiris. That's what Levim used to store and leave over their flutes, the canaris, or the volant, the harps. The kinos is also a type of a harp. Or mitzotayim, the chol kleshir, all different type of instruments they had there, they would leave there. Now, Ezras Yisrael, how big was the Ezras Yisrael? That's the beginning of the Azor itself. That's the beginning of Machne Shechina. Ezras Yisrael, hois oirech meya amo ushloishim v'chomish. It was long, 135. Our Reichib Achasasar was only wide 11 Amis. But the length, I mean, the length of the whole base, not really the length, this really the width of the whole base of Midish was 135. That was the width of the base of Midish. So that was, in this room, that was its length, because its width was only 11 Amis. It went in 11 Amis, the Ezras Yisrael. And the same thing after Ezras Yisrael was the Ezras Kahanim. And the Ezras Kahanim only you could go there if you're doing the Tzorach Avoidah. The Chayin Ezra's Kanim was the same measurement as the Ezra's Yisrael. Hoysa Oirech Meir Shleshim B'chamish. It was long, 135 Amos. That's the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash. Our Roich, if it went further in, its width was also Achas Esrein, 11 Amos. Now, the Rosh Pisposim, there were the boards sticking out there, Mavdilon Ben Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kanim. There's like a little division there to know the difference when you started the Ezra's Kanim and where it ended the Ezra's Yisrael. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oyna Maile Hoysa. No, there was a little step there, like. There was a step elevation there, because we're going up the mountain now. O Gavroy Yame, it was an Amma tall, that elevation. V'yaduchin osnole, and the duchin, that's the place where the Kahanim used to stand and say their Shira v'shafta korbin. They used to stand on that duchin, that the duchin was put on top of that step. Uvor Sholosh Mailis. Now the duchin itself had three steps to it. Shelchatzi chatzam, each step was a half an arm up and half an arm in. So the three steps together was an arm and a half tall. So Nimtzis, it comes out that Ezra Sakhanim, Gevoyim Ezra Yisrael, Shtay Amos Amachta. Comes out that with Levium stood in the Ezra Sakhanim was 2.5 Amos taller than Ezra Yisrael. Because there was the one step that was an arm tall, and then these three steps together was 1.5. So together it's 2.5 Amis Tulam than the Ezras Yisrael. Now, for Chol HaZorah, the whole Azor itself, like the whole Azor means from the beginning of Ezras Yisrael until the end of the back of the Kodesh Kodoshim, Chol HaZorah itself was Hoyis Oirech Meir Shemayna B'Sheva. It was 187 Amis long, which really that's the length. Al Reichiv, the width of Meir Shleshim Chamish. That's always the width of the whole Beis Hamikdash was 135, and here the length of the Azor itself was 187 Amis. But it wasn't one room, it was all made up of these things. It was the Ezra's Yisrael first, the first 11, then the Ezra's Noshim, the next 11, the Ezra's Kanim, the next 11. Now, Usholish Esri Yishtachim Hoyisham. There were 13 places we had to bow down over there in the Azorah. We had before these 13 pirtzos, there was a mitzvah to bow down every place. Abiyasi bechoronoimer, Kineged Shloisha Oshre Shorim, Kineged is the inyut to bow down 13 times, was Kineged the 13 Shorim, 13 gates they had, 13 gates they had there. And it was like this, Shorim Droimim on the south side of the Beis Hamikdash, the gates were pretty close towards the west side. And the first one there was Shara Elyon. The next one was called the Shara Delek, that gate. The next one was called Shara Becheris. It used to bring the Becheris through there. And then the fourth gate there was called Shara Mayim. That's what used to fetch to bring the water for the Nisach HaMayim through there. Now, Veloma Nikro Shemoy Sharamayim, how come that gate was called the Shara Mayim? Sheboy Machnis since Leicha Shemayim Shal Nisach Bechog. That's what used to bring there the tzluchas, the pitches of water for the nisach of the water on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, O boy Hamaya Mefachim, through that gate the water itself also used to flow. And also the Yasidim Lias Yotzim Atakas Nisan Abayis, like it will eventually come, water will be coming out from bottom of the gate, the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Means the same by claiming the portion there, Shemisham Yotzim, from there the water came out. That the Cheskel set a novi upon, that he said, will come a time that the waters will come out through the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Lumas Batsofen, on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, Smuch Lamarav also, the four gates there were starting closer towards the west side, and the first gate there was called Shar Yechonya, the Shar of Yechonya. Some said because that's when Yechonya went to Golis, he went through that Shar. Then Shar HaKorbin, that's where he used to bring all the Korbanos through, comes to the Tzofen side. Shar HaNoshim, that was the Shar that the Noshim used to come if they had to make smich on the Korbin, or they wanted to be near the Korbin, the Noshim would go through that Shar. Then Shar HaShir, then there was a Shar that was a Levim, used to come in with the Kli Shir to have the Shir there. V'lama Nikra Shemai Shar Yechonya, now why was that first gate on the north side called Shar Yechonya? Because Shabbat Yot Yechonya Begalusa, that's where Yechonya, when he went out to Golis, he went through that gate. Sheva Mizruch, on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash, Shar Nikner, not the Beis Hamikdash, it means the Azorah. On the east side of the Azorah was Shar Nikner. That was the gate going in from the Ezras Noshim into the Ezras Yisrael. Now, Shnei Pishposhim Hoyoloi, there were two small entrances on the side of this big gate. Echad Mimina, one on the right side, Echad Mimina, one on the left side. Ushnaim Bemarav, and there were two gates now on the west side of the Beis Hamikdash. And Lohayel Hashem, those two gates did not have any name. It wasn't the Miyuchid, didn't have any special name. Because the Gmat had no Tashmish there. There was no real purpose of going in or going out there, so it didn't have any name. Yeah. Now, Perish Shlishi, it says, Mishnah says, HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach itself, Hoyu Shloishu Mushtayim Al Shloishu Mushtayim. The Mizbeach itself on the bottom was 32 Amis by 32 Amis. That's the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's how wide it was. Now, all the Amma, let's go up now one Amma. That's the Yisoid. And then the Kornas Amma. Then it went in an Amma. Zewa Yisoid, that's the Yisoid, the bottom part of the Mizbeach. They always say the Shiraim of the Dam was spilled on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. That's this bottom Amma. When you go one Amma up, then it went an Amma in. That was the Yisoid. Now, the next part of the Mizbeach that went up was not 32 by 32 anymore. It comes out it was only 30 by 30, because it was taken off an Amor on each side of it. So Nimsa comes out, Shloishim HaShloishim, Ola Chomish. Now the next five Amas going up was only a square of 30 by 30 Amas. So it went up now five Amas, and then again Vekonas Amor went in again an Amor. And Zel HaSov, that's called the Sevev, where they used to be able to walk around the Beis Hamikdash on the Sevev. That six Amas off the floor, it was an indention of an Amma going in that you could walk around there. And Nimsa comes out from on top of the Sovev, the next will soon see three Amas going upwards. How, why, what was it with? Nimsa was Esu Mishmoyal, Esu Mishmoyal, it was only 28 Amas by 28 Amas, because it went in already, these four Amas already. And then when he got when he went up three, and so far we have six and three, we have nine. Now the 10th Amma, we know the Mizbech was 10 Amas tall, that was the Makom HaKronos. On each corner there was a Keren, there was like a corner there, a Keren. Amma Mizeh V'Yamma Mizeh, each corner went up an Amma, it was an Amma wide there, the corner. Nimsa comes out that to take away another Amma for the Keren. So on top of the Mizbech itself, the usable place there was an Amma less, two Ammas less, because in each side was an Amma. Nimsa comes out, Esrum V'Shesh, Esrum V'Shesh, comes out to be on top of the Mizbeach, the place to use, is 26 Amas by 26 Amas. Now, Mokim Hilich Ragle Kadim, there was a space that the Kahanim could walk around the Mizbeach, not to be burnt. There was Amo Mizeb, Yamim Mizeh, and one Amma going in on all four sides of the Mizbeach was left over for the Kahanim to walk around there. So Nimsa comes out now, like in the middle part of the Mizbeach, how much space could be used for burning purposes? It comes out, Nimsa, Esrim V'Yarba was only 24 Amis, Alessim V'Yarba was only 24 by 24, Mekayim HaMarocha. That's the place that could be used for burning on top of the Mizbeach. Even the Mikra Adin, they only have three Malachis, one big one, then one next to the smaller one for the Keteris, and then a very small one just to keep the Eish always burnt there. But it could be at certain times when the Mizbech is very full, they used to make more Malachis, but they could use all this space of 24 by 24 to use for burning. Now, Omer Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi argues something like this, Omer Rav Yossi, Metchilo no, Lo hoye l'shmoyne v'yesum ha-shmoyne v'yesum. He holds no, he holds the Mizbech was not 32 by 32, but rather started out only to be 28 by 28, he holds. At least he holds that there could be the first measurement was by the Mishkan, but by Shlomo HaMelech, built the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, he holds it wasn't 32 by 32, but when Shlomo built the first Beit HaMikdash, the other Mizbech was only the bottom, the most widest part by the side was only 28 by 28. Now, also, kindness, you go up one arm of the Yerlob, the Midazu, the same thing, you go, that's the Yisoid, then the Soivev, so it comes out according to his Shittam, Hachinim Samokam Avarocha, how much space was open on top to be used for burning, was only Esim Alasu Esim, 20 by 20. That's by the base of Midish Arishim. Now, when Kishol ben Goyla, when the Ezra's time they came up to build the second base of Midish, is Isifui Olav Arba Amas Minadorim. They added on to it, to the first year of four Amis, to this last year of 28 by 20, or on top 20 by 20, they added on to it four Amis on the south side, for Yarab Amis from the Maro, and four Amis from the west side. Kemin Gamma, looked like a Gamma, like it looked like an L, a backwards L. Shnevar Apot, they dashed in the Potek in Yecheskel by Ezra. That it says there, Bahariel, like the base of Migdash, Shtei Mesri Arich, Bishtei Mesri Reichav Revuah. It was 12 by 12 square. So now, Yochud, you really think it means 12? Shein Uela, Shnei Mesra, Shnei Esra, that can't be. We know the Mizbech is wider than that. Kishwam, when the Pesach says like this, El Arba Revov, on the four sides of it, Malamed, it means like this, Sheminu Emtsa, Hu Moideid, Shnei Mesra, Yamal, Choruach. Meaning, if you're standing in the middle of the Mizbeach, so it's 12 Amos to each side of it. So it comes out then that really, from one side to the other side, was 24 Amos. So it was 24 by 24. So that's the way we have it by the Mishkan. So in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they added on to the more that it had in the Beis HaMikdash Harishon to where there was in the Mishkan, that the top of it was 24 by 24. Now, V'chut Shel Sikra Chorgur B'Yemsa. In the middle of the Mizbeach, 5 Amos up, that's one armor below the Soivev, there was like a red streak going around it that went around the base of the Mizbeach. Lahab, that was for a sign to divide between Hadam and Yoyin, between the Dam, let's say like this Shchitas Achatis, that's supposed to be on the top half of the Mizbeach, the Dam Amat HaTachtonim to the other Karbonis, where the Dam is supposed to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So that was this Chut HaSikra's red streak going around the base of Migdish, based on going around the Mizbeach to divide between the top part and the bottom part. Now, the Yisoid, that we say there's Yisoid, the bottom foundation, that did not go all around on all four sides of the Mizbeach. On the whole north side of the Mizbeach, there was that side, there was that Yisoid, one arm of the bottom arm is sticking out. For Yal Pnei Kol Amar, if it on the west side, it went all around the west side that it was that Amma. The Yerchel Bedom, when it came to the south side, Amach has only stuck out just one Amma. Over Mizrach, Amach has went in on the east side also, only stuck out one side. So it comes out there wasn't such a Yisoid on the Dorm and the Mizrach side, was only one Amma on each side. But the main part of the Yisoid was either on the Tzofen or on the Marim side. That's where they had the, All right, we'll stop here.